The Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU women's hockey team. Erin Cody joining us. Had a hat trick last weekend and two losses to Minnesota Duluth.
Obviously, wins are more important, but congratulations on a great weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Is it nice to just get it over with?
Yeah, I think. As you know, like you say, it's all about the team, and I would have much rather a win or two. But in the back of your mind, it's good to get it over with, I guess.
How many hat tricks have you had in your life?
In my life? I have no idea.
Bunch? A few? Not many?
Probably a few since, starting when we were younger.
I'm sure it would have been a little more memorable had you gotten your 100th on the third goal, but you always going to remember that 100th point?
And with me, I'm not too good at remembering stats and dates and games. It's just, about for me loving to play the game and things happen. I guess it's cool to get noticed.
On the ice, if things go your way on that five-minute major on Saturday, who knows how the game changes. They scored a shorthanded goal, though. It's a complete momentum shift, and as the saying goes, the ball's in their court then, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, and it's hard to, get back up, and but as a team, and you try to pick one another up, and, like you said, it's kind of like dropping the ball, but you got to turn around and there's still a lot of game left and you can still do it.
You guys have only beaten them once. You kind of in the back of your mind maybe want them again yet before the season's over?
Definitely wouldn't mind it. I'd love to get another chance.
It's a great attitude. If you guys continue to play well, though, you're going to be at home in the playoffs. You got to play well these next couple of weeks against two really, really good teams, but is that still the goal?
Yep, of course. You're never satisfied, and you take one day at a time, one week at a time, and we got a great team coming in here this weekend, and I think we're all excited and hopefully play well.
Wisconsin has really distanced themselves from virtually everybody else this year. They're playing that well. It's not that you guys played poorly against them earlier. What'd you learn about yourselves that weekend? What'd you learn about them that you can hopefully use to your advantage this weekend?
They have a lot of great players individually, very skilled, and the one-on-ones are huge, but you got to remember this is a team who also plays together and they're also disciplined, which they basically got the whole package. We really respect them, but we try not to fear them and just go in there, and we know if we play at our top game, we can stick with them and pop out a win, hopefully.
Playing from behind against a team like that is certainly not the way that you want to play. You got to score first both nights, don't you?
Yeah. But we've been in every position there is, in a game, and either way you plow through it and you play hard the whole game, three periods.
Does it help that you were able to score a bunch last weekend? Not just you, but as a team that, all right, if we do get down one or two goals, the night isn't over?
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, it's a team effort, and to get some other, we had everyone contributing, and it was just awesome to see.
Good luck this weekend, and again, congratulations.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.